This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Well, hello again to everybody at TFMR. Hey, guess what? It's time for another one of those special podcasts. I've got something today that is unique and different. You know, my specialty is gold and silver. And we talked a little about the gold and silver mining companies from time to time. But man, what's been hot so far this year is the uranium mining companies. And I know that's come up quite a bit here on this site and some of the other things that we do. And the stocks have been going like mad and price has begun to tick up a little bit. And so with that in mind, when my friend Dan Imaduri asked me to take a look at Uranium Royalty Corp and then asked me if I'd like to speak with the CEO, Scott Melby, I said, well, yeah, I mean, I don't know much about uranium, and so this would be perfect. And so here we are. Again, Scott Melby, CEO of Uranium Royalty Corp. I think it's a very interesting way to get involved in uranium, and it's a pleasure to speak with him. So, Scott, thank you so much for taking a few minutes.
Great, Craig. It's great to be with you and your listeners. And it is indeed exciting times for a lot of commodities for very good reasons. And uranium has some unique drivers right now that's really catching the attention of a lot of investors these days.
That is for sure. You know, even before this latest episode with the power outages because the windmills don't turn down in Texas when they're frozen over, there was a lot of excitement for uranium this year with the, you know, I mean, the new Biden administration and kind of looking for more moves away from fossil fuels and just the straight up fundamentals for uranium. I think really kind of started getting people's attention. Now, here we are. You know more about this than I do. So tell everybody a little bit about just uranium as whole, your background in this industry, and a little bit about Uranium Royalty Corp.
Well, great. Well, Craig, I've been in the uranium industry and the nuclear energy industry for close to 36, 37 years now. So I've seen the industry evolve since the mid-80s. I am executive vice president of a U.S. uranium mining company called Uranium Energy Corp, based out of Texas and Wyoming. But I'm also CEO of Uranium Royalty Corp, which was launched with an IPO just a little over a year ago, trades on the TSX Venture Exchange. But we are the only royalty and streaming company in the uranium space. So following a very popular model for investors and as a source of alternative mine finance in base and precious metals, you're very familiar with Franco-Nevada, Wheaton Precious Metals, Royal Gold, Sandstorm. These companies have been become a $40 billion industry, and we're just bringing that model to uranium, which needs it. We've gone through some interesting cycles where the uranium investment cycle in new mine development is needed again. It's needed some price improvement for that to happen. So the cycle is really only beginning. But, you know, the interest in uranium equities right now is really being driven by three different catalysts, all kind of coming together at the same time. One of which you mentioned is there's nothing like blackouts and power outages to remind people where electricity comes from. And nuclear energy is one of these unique sources of energy that runs 24/7 through weather events, night and day. It doesn't matter if the wind blows or the sun shines. So it's always had that baseload advantage. But the second driver right now is really it has that green energy advantage as well. It's carbon-free energy. And, you know, we only need to see the Biden administration, their first day in office, really rejoining the Paris Accord and putting a stop to the Keystone XL pipeline really gives an indication of where this country or this administration's headed anyway. But it's certainly following the trend around the world towards lower carbon or no carbon energy going forward. So that's really the second driver that nuclear energy is now being recognized as part of that solution. And then the third is really just the nuts and bolts of supply and demand fundamentals that drive any commodity. In this case, we've seen a very long recovery from the events of Fukushima close to 10 years ago. But, you know, as we sit today in 2021, uranium demand and nuclear generation around the world is fully recovered from those impacts and back to levels that we were prior to Fukushima. And because uranium prices have been low due to oversupply over this period, we've seen production cutbacks, you know, in the range of 40, 50, 60 million pounds a year since 2017. So you have the perfect storm of strong demand now getting stronger with new reactors. Globally today, we've added 52 reactors to the grid in the last 8 years, but we're building another 53. And we're now starting to see the growth in small modular reactors that folks like Bill Gates are promoting, and advanced reactors. So it's really an exciting time for uranium. The uranium price hasn't begun to really take off. I think the utility procurement cycle is another catalyst that's now, as global electric utility company fuel buyers come back to the market and buy uranium again in sort of normal volumes, we'll start to see the uranium price move. But the equities, as is often the case, kind of are forward-looking and are beginning to see the nice setup we have now in uranium supply and demand fundamentals.
And Scott, if you could explain a little bit about a royalty company for folks that don't quite know the difference or don't quite understand the advantages to it, because it's not like Uranium Royalty Corp is out there, you know, with a Geiger counter or something, you know, at the end of a metal detector trying to find it. You leave that up to other companies and other geologists. This is a different business model. Can you explain that?
Yeah, it's quite an attractive model because we don't have the G&A and the overhead, the big workforce burdens that the operating companies have. I think these companies in base and precious metals are the most profitable companies in the world based on per employee headcount. And that's why the reason behind that is that we don't own the mines, we don't operate the mines, but what we have are financial interests in the future production from those mines. So a royalty is really just a right to receive a portion of the profit, usually in a percentage of the revenue when the mine produces, or it could be a stream, which is the right to take a portion of the physical production, which is then turned to cash in the market. So it's really quite a nice model in that, you know, as we continue to build our portfolio, we will have interests in mines in every operating jurisdiction in the world. You know, so we provide diversification, even though we are pure play. We'll only invest in uranium. That's our focus. But within the portfolio, the investor is quite diversified amongst a growing number of operations, either in development, in future development, or in operation. For the developers themselves, we're also a source of capital to develop the mines. So we can put up $25, $50 million to a mine developer mm-hmm. in exchange for a royalty or stream, and they can complete or help bring their mine towards production. So it's really become an attractive business model.
I would think your experience in that, understanding what is a good project and what's not, your technical officer, those are pretty important jobs. Your team you've got is it looks pretty solid.
Yeah, it is. It's very important for us to do due diligence. Obviously, we're doing the due diligence on behalf of our investors. Our team is quite small, but it's quite experienced. We have, you know, myself with 36 years, including, you know, working with three of the four largest uranium producers in the world, Cameco Corporation out of Canada, Uranium One, the Russian company, and Kazatomprom, which is now the world's largest producer out of Kazakhstan. But on our technical team, we have Darcy Hirschhorn, who's a 20-year global exploration geologist for Cameco Corporation. On our board, we have the former VP of Mining for Cameco. So we know what it takes to explore, find uranium, develop, and operate uranium mines. And that helps us go through our due diligence and pick the best counterparties that we possibly can and put them in our portfolio.
You know, Scott, you mentioned working with Cameco. I just, as I was researching your company, I saw the most recent press release was you signed on for some royalties out of a couple of the largest producing uranium deposits there are. One of them, I think, is Cameco's. Can you tell me a little more about that?
Yeah, we made that announcement, on February 11th of last week, which was quite transformational for our company. We were able to acquire royalties in two of the world's largest highest grade uranium mines that are based in Saskatchewan, Canada. We were able to transact with a smaller company out of New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico, that the 94-year-old principal in that company was involved in the early exploration in the 70s and 80s, retained a royalty in those operations all these years. And we've, you know, provided a secondary market for him to sell those royalties to us. So now we're partnered with two of the world's leading nuclear fuel cycle companies in Cameco and the French Orano, and giving us near and midterm and long-term royalties in those two mines with a lot of potential upside as well.
Very exciting. Tell me, are there better jurisdictions that you found? I'm curious about that. You know, you mentioned Saskatchewan, but you do work around the world. And then here's another question I had for you too, that you can throw on there. I don't know anything about how uranium is even priced. Does it use a futures market, or are we dealing more in kind of spot from producer to user?
Yeah, it's very much a transactional market. It's not as mature and efficient as, say, you know, copper or gold. There are NYMEX futures on it, but they're not heavily traded. So the market is really priced and tracked on transactions between buyers and sellers, you know, producers and traders, and the electric utility companies that operate nuclear power plants. So the price is reported on those transactions. In terms of uranium jurisdictions, you know, the United States was once the leading producer in the world for uranium until Canada overtook them in the 80s, and then the Kazakhs took over in Central Asia in more recent times. But you know, we like to invest in North American supplies. We like you know, my other company, Uranium Energy Corp. We love the jurisdictions like Wyoming and Texas that are very mm-hmm. pro-energy and pro-development, pro-mining and oil and gas. And so we like those jurisdictions. We like Canada because of the high ore grades. They're just geologically blessed with just amazing uranium resources. But we also are invested in operations in Southern Africa and Namibia, and have interests in uranium production out of some of the mine production in Kazakhstan, but we're also interested in Australia as well. Those are kind of the leading jurisdictions.
And you mentioned this earlier, the Uranium Royalty Corp, is that the only publicly traded company that is Royalty Corp for uranium?
It is. Wow. Again, it's become quite a huge industry in base and precious metals. So we feel fortunate to be able to take that proven model and take it to uranium. And again, because we have been in a long down cycle in the uranium price, and now emerging out of that in, you know, the early stages of the bull market in uranium, there's probably, you know, $2 billion worth of mine development that's required in the coming years. And as a, you know, source of alternative finance for those mine developments, it's a real target-rich environment for us. So, you know, we're without competition today. That won't last forever. But we think that we bring, you know, a unique perspective being uranium people. We know the challenges in the uranium business. We know the opportunities. So, you know, we're willing and able to take on that risk perhaps more effectively than a royalty company that's engaged in a number of different commodities.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, it's important on your team. You've got people that that know the big producers, know the big players, because that's very important. Tell me, I you know, as I looked at the price so far this year, like we said, a lot of uranium miners have gone up, but your stock has more than doubled. Just since the first of the year. Again, it trades in Canada with the symbol URC, and then down here in the States with URCCF. It's been a great year to start. You're, again, making significant new royalty acquisitions. As you mentioned, the fundamentals are strong and the focus on green energy is increasing. Where do you have any, what are your goals? I guess we should put it that way. What are your goals as we go through this year?
Yeah, so, you know, the share price has doubled from the IPO, but we're very much in the early stages of the company's formation. This is a growth platform. You know, I don't think you necessarily just invest in our company for what we currently have in the portfolio, which is quite nice, quite diverse, and quite attractive, but it's also for the growth. We're going to continue to make accretive acquisitions in all the best mines and jurisdictions around the world. So there is quite a bit of growth trajectory for the company going forward. It's not unreasonable that we couldn't be a $1 billion company if we execute on these plans. You also have the uranium price. We talked about all the great fundamentals and all the mega trends that are pointing towards nuclear power and uranium, but the uranium price is still at $29-$30 a pound. So yeah. It still has all of the upside ahead of it. You know, the world's best mines need probably $40-$50 to really restart those best operations that are on standby. But globally, we probably need a $50-$60 uranium price to really stimulate a lot of this production. So the fact that, you know, the plants are running, the demand side is consuming 170 to 180 million pounds a year globally and growing at 1% to 2% a year going forward. So, you know, the production side has to catch up. So it's not if the uranium price recovers, it's really when. And so as a uranium investor, you haven't missed anything. You're really getting in here on the ground floor in terms of the uranium story. It's just the equities have really responded, I think, to this, you know, clean energy mega trends, electric vehicles. I mean, gosh, if we go to electric vehicles the way many expect, our electricity demand will double over, you know, what it is today. Mm-hmm. And you mm-hmm. see the kind of challenges we're having just delivering electricity to the grid in our current situation. So the fact is going to be, you know, a lot of nuclear power plants are being built around the world, and that growth will really drive the uranium story. So it's still early days, but a very exciting narrative in the commodity world today.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Just don't build any more nuclear power plants right by the ocean on a fault line, you know?
Well, yeah, even that, you know, the problem with Fukushima wasn't the technology itself and the safety. It was really the foresight that they failed to yep. recognize of putting a tsunami wall to not flood out the diesel backup generators. So, yep. you know, those are all things that could have been avoided. But, you know, I think each one of those events causes the nuclear industry to be safer and adopt best practices. And so, you know, nuclear energy today is still the safest form of energy that we know, and is certainly one of the cleanest. It's 55% yep. of our carbon-free energy in the United States. And so it, you know, it's not the total answer to our energy needs going forward, but it's a pretty important component. And I think what's most important for investors is that this is beginning to be more widely accepted by environmentalists, by politicians, by yeah. the public in general. So it is, I think, the best days for nuclear energy are ahead of us. And again, the technological advances in advanced reactors and small modular reactors, they're just becoming safer and in many cases smaller and able to deliver energy to remote locations or smaller grids. They can coexist with renewables where the grids are heavily burdened by intermittent sources of supply. So all the roads are kind of leading to nuclear energy right now, and uranium industry needs to play catch up in producing the uranium that's going to supply all these plants.
It's great stuff, Scott. And you mentioned the potential for the company. The only stat I didn't look up ahead of time, what your market capitalization now is about what?
We're now at about, I think if we're trading at about $255 a share today, we're probably around 183 million market cap.
So, Canadian.
Canadian, yep.
Yeah. So,
and you know, we do have that ticker symbol over the counter in the U.S. I think we recognize how important the U.S. market, and we're obviously looking very seriously into listing, meeting the requirements to list in the United States, which I think would really open up our shareholder base.
Yeah. I'm sure that's coming with time as well as this thing matures. Yeah. Scott, great stuff. Again, Scott Melby, the CEO of Uranium Royalty Corp. It's going to be an exciting year, Scott. Anything else you want us to remember before we wrap up?
No, it's, you know, you're focused on commodities, and that's a good thing in a world where I think inflation is going to become more and more of an issue the way some of the monetary policies around the world are headed. But hard assets, whether it's gold, silver, uranium, copper. These are exciting times, but we're really thrilled to be in the uranium industry in this day and age. So it's good times.
Yep. If you're looking to diversify your portfolio into uranium, this seems like a nice kind of more conservative way to go. Mm-hmm. I would encourage everybody, do your own due diligence, look into everything you can, check it all out, and do some good reviewing of Uranium Royalty Corp. Scott, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Craig. Take care.
And from all of us at TFMR, thank you for listening. We'll have another mining company focus for you sometime pretty soon.